Recent headlines have suggested teachers are fleeing Arizona in record numbers. Numbers from the State Department of Education show 62% of the districts who responded to a survey during the 2013-14 school year said they had openings for teachers. There was also an increase in the number of long-term substitutes working in teaching positions. To find out how big of an issue this is, we turn to Joe Thomas. He's a teacher in Mesa Public Schools and vice president of the Arizona Education Association.
You are always going to have some retirements at the end of the school year. You're going to have some people that are in their 20s or 30s and decide that teaching is really not for them. But we're seeing a marked increase in the number of people that are either going to another state or going to another profession.
Which do you think you're seeing more of, that folks are leaving to take jobs in other states or folks are finding another line of work?
From the people that have talked to me, they want to stay in education and they want to stay close to education. But I do see probably more people that are either going back to their home state or are seeing that California pays more or that Utah pays more or that Wyoming pays more. They don't want to get out of education. And you rarely ever hear a teacher say, I don't want to teach because of the kids. It's, I can't afford to teach in Arizona anymore, or Arizona doesn't value teaching. And we live in a fairly mobile society, and with the internet, you can get your resume to another state, another district, and the districts in other states are recruiting because they know the crisis that we're having. And so they're taking some of our brightest and best and youngest teachers that are willing to move to another state and see a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 raise.
Is it just about money? I mean, is the number one reason that you think teachers are leaving because they're not getting paid enough?
That's a big reason. Last year, I worked with teachers that had taught 8 or 9 years and received one significant raise maybe over the course of that time. And they saw other teachers being hired into the district and getting paid more. Everybody has bills, so salary is going to be part of it. But it's also about having a full supply cabinet. It's about having a reasonable class size to where you can spend one-on-one time with those kids that you know that they need so that they can achieve and they can grow the way they should. And when you are paid poorly, and when you don't see raises coming in 4 or 5 or 6 years, and when your class size is growing every year, and when you don't have the resources you need in the classroom to affect growth, and you see that in another state, all of those negatives become positives, you're going to move.
So I was going to ask you, what do we do about it? But it sounds like the answer is put more resources into public education.
Smart, strategic spending. Arizona is in the bottom three every year in what we invest in education. We're $3,000 per student behind the national average. So we're not just in last place. You almost can't see us in the rearview mirror. And it gets back to the rhetoric around we want great public schools, we want quality educators, we want the best for our students. But if we're unwilling to invest, we'll never keep those quality educators. Those will be the first ones to leave to a new profession or a new district or a new school in another state.
Do you think the plan that Governor Ducey introduced a few weeks ago dealing with state trust land money, will that help stem the tide at all, do you think?
The governor's proposal is very interesting in that it looks to pull more money out of the state trust lands. This is a 100-plus year investment. You have to be careful in how you manage that money because a trust is, it's not like a savings account. You don't just dip into it whenever you need to. A trust is supposed to be around indefinitely, and you live or you invest money into education based off the earnings of the trust. And he's looking to quadruple the payout of that. And so it would bring new money, but the opportunity cost is it's less money for future students. So it'll be interesting to see how that matures as the governor continues to talk about it. We certainly need education to be funded better, but even his plan doesn't conceivably do anything until 2017. What are we going to do for the next 2 years? Where do we find money for classrooms now to stem this exodus of teachers to other states?
Do you have any measure of optimism that this trend will subside somewhat, that Arizona will be able to retain more of its teachers?
There's going to have to be a lot of changes made in Phoenix. The one thing I do have faith in is we will always have people that want to teach. The problem is we have so many vacancies right now just because of the stresses associated with the job.
Joe Thomas is vice president of the Arizona Education Association. He's also a teacher in the Mesa Public Schools. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.